went on air at 12 midday Zimbabwe time with just a brief of the journey we have walked since being licensed in November last year. And we had the industry asking about how we're going to be running our programming, which we've explained in great detail. And the response so far is awesome. It's amazing. The people are liking it.
As ZFM comes in and is going to be setting the tone for commercial radio stations in the country, how will you make this play and how will you be different?
The fact of the matter is that we are actually operating in an international platform. Before we launched this station, we've had exposure in America, we've had exposure in the UK, in South Africa, seeing how other top radio stations are being run. We've simply set ourselves to be at that level. So our radio is going to be driven by our audiences. It's going to be highly interactive. We're going to make sure that what the people want to hear and listen to is what we will play.
One thing that is on the spotlight for ZFM, of course, is content. Many have said that although ZFM is privately owned, it is politically aligned. What can you say to that?
There's nobody in the world who's not politically aligned. Even the Voice of America, where you're calling me from, is actually politically aligned. No media institution is not politically aligned. We're very glad that ZFM is politically aligned to the government in Zimbabwe, which is the one that has licensed us. So officially, we are aligned to the government of Zimbabwe and through the government of Zimbabwe to the people of Zimbabwe. We're not a political party radio station, because I have no doubt that if MDC or ZANU-PF wanted to have their own radio stations, they would have easily obtained them, because they are running the show, they are in the inclusive government. But this is a private radio station.